Mr. Mbeki has won in 4 of 9 regions and Mr. Zuma in the other 5, but the number of individual votes paints a truer picture. Mr. Zuma won some 2/3 of the 3,600 votes. Stephen Friedman, visiting professor of politics at Rhodes University, told VOA the weekend's ANC provincial general council meetings have, for the first time, taken the assessment of Mr. Zuma's support out of the realm of speculation.
Well, it's important in the sense that it's the first time that we have hard evidence of how ANC delegates might vote in a secret ballot, and that takes us a lot further forward than the speculation and the gossip we've been hearing over the last while or so. It clearly indicates a very significant lead for Jacob Zuma.
The likelihood now is that Mr. Zuma will be elected president of the African National Congress at next month's national conference in Polokwane, Limpopo province, thereby placing himself firmly in the running to become president of South Africa. However, it is not as simple as it seems. The ANC has a complicated electoral system, and a number of the delegates who voted at the provincial conferences will not be in Limpopo next month. Also, nominations are allowed from the floor once the conference gets underway. In addition, ANC members are fearful that divisions already caused by the bitter battle for supremacy will become irreversible unless a compromise is reached before the vote takes place. Friedman says the compromise may be the so-called third way, choosing neither Mr. Zuma nor Mr. Mbeki, but someone else both groups can live with.
The bargaining chip which the Mbeki camp would have in this situation would be the possibility that Jacob Zuma could still be charged with corruption. So it's not impossible that Mr. Mbeki and his supporters might say, well, look, you know, do we really want to, even if you're ahead significantly here, do we really want to elect somebody who may well spend 6 months in a court case, the outcome of which is uncertain?
The ANC candidate for president of the country will be formally decided in the run-up to the next general election in 2009. If Mr. Zuma is to be that candidate, a great deal will depend on whether the National Prosecuting Authority decides it has sufficient evidence to reinstate corruption charges against him. Delia Robertson, VOA News, Johannesburg.